The Lord be with you.
And with your
Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "You never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. There are several St. Anthonys in the Catholic Church. Anthony Marie Claret, the founder of the Claretians, lived in the 19th century. The famous St. Anthony of Padua, disciple of Jesus, of St. Francis, lived in the 13th century. St. Anthony of Zacharias. And today we celebrate another St. Anthony of the Desert, who lived to be about 106 years old, just eating a little bit of bread every day. Not a bad diet, huh? Fascinating saint. He was born in, of all places, born in Egypt, not far from Alexandria. And he had Christian parents, and when he was a teenager, his mother and father died. So he was an orphan. But his parents had a lot of money, a lot of wealth. Had huge plots of land and houses, and this was left to Anthony, and he had a younger sister too. What would you do with that money if you were him? So something interesting happened. He had the habit of going to church every day. And he went to church one day shortly after his parents passed away. And he listened to the gospel. You can read this in Liturgy of the Hours, some of you read it. And what he heard, if you want to be perfect, go, sell all you have, and give the money to the poor, and then you'll be perfect. Guess what he did? So he went, and he sold all of his land, and his homes, and his possessions. He gave that to the poor people. However, he held on to a little bit so that he could watch over his sister. Following day, he went back to the church and he heard, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Trust in God." That's what he did. He gave everything he had. He placed his sister in the care of these virgins, which was what would happen. Virgins would watch over orphans and widows back in the 3rd century. So Anthony was free. Anthony had nothing, but he really had everything because he had God. So he decided he was going to be living in the desert, and he lived close to some monks and hermits and he wanted to talk with them and ask for their advice how to live a holy life. So he lived close to some monks and hermits for about, until he was about 35 years old, then decided, okay, I've been relying upon these holy men. Now I'm ready to go off to another place and live totally by myself. So he abandoned everything to live totally by himself. Now you would think, if that's the case, it's going to be a piece of cake, huh? No problems with mother-in-laws or in-laws or chismosos or anything like that, no? But guess who came to visit him? Hello? The devil. So the devil went after him, which is common when you're reading the lives of the saints. So there he was in the devil in the desert, and the devil ruthlessly pursued him. Now there are various temptations. The one temptation was this. I think we've had this temptation. I wish I were in another time, another place, and I had another vocation. It's a pretty common temptation. If only I were in this place. I'm a married person, I should have become a monk or a nun. Maybe I'll look into that. Maybe I can get a papal dispensation and leave my husband and my two or three kids. I can become a Carmelite nun. Or maybe I'm called to be a monk. Or maybe a Kermit the Hermit, okay? So that was a temptation he had. And this was a temptation. You had so much money and so much land. If you had that, you could have helped out the Christians much better than now. You don't have anything. You're kind of a dummy. Why'd you do it? Not a bad temptation from the devil, right? How astute the devil is. If you had all this money, you could have helped out these poor people. You maybe could have set up this place, that place, helped out the orphans, the widows. And now you got nothing. Dummy. And the other temptation was this. Temptations against chastity. And we've all had those temptations. This temptation lasted a full year. Can you imagine that? A full year. And finally, after the temptation ceased, and this is what he did. Overcome the temptation, he prayed, he fasted, and he worked. Because he read from 2 Thessalonians, he who does not pray should not eat. So he prayed, he fasted, and he worked. Finally, after a year, the temptation disappeared. And he said, the Lord appeared to me. He said to the Lord, where were you? And he said, I was in the very depths of your heart. He had never left the Lord. I think that's a beautiful lesson for us. All of us in this world have been tempted. We're going to be tempted today in one way or another. We're going to be tempted until we die. That's part of life. Saint Anthony teaches us spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. We are in combat. When? Until we die. In a week, we're going to be celebrating the feast day of St. Francis de Sales, the great. He said that selfishness dies 20 minutes after you're dead. Okay? So until we die, we got to fight against the devil, the flesh, and the world. So he conquered the devil through prayer and penance, vigilance, and work. Now he's living out in the desert, and he decides he's going to change places. And where would you like to live? Maybe for the rest of your life, if you change residence. Would you like to live in an abandoned cemetery? That's where he chose. Because he had heard that a lot of people were afraid that the bad spirits would come to the cemetery, so he decided to go, and that was one of the reasons. So he arrives there, and there were no spirits that came, but it was filled with like rattlesnakes, poisonous snakes. Would you like to live there? So he makes the sign of the cross, and he prays, and the snakes disappear. Now what's happening, even though Anthony is leaving the world, the people are going after him, like the Curie of Ars. So he decides to build a wall. What he does is these people have come to him, and through the wall, he actually gives them advice for many years. But what has happened, though, is so many people are coming to Anthony because of his holiness and his wisdom, and he's given them such great advice. And by the way, how do we know the life of St. Anthony? I remember one of my first years at Villanova, I read the life of Anthony written by, guess who? St. Athanasius. So a saint writing the life of another saint, that's the best. Amen? Remember that. So what he does is these men come to him and he's giving them advice. They wouldn't follow him. Who wouldn't? Holiness is like a magnet. Holiness is attractive. Sin is ugly. If you really want to get to the essence of sin, it's ugliness. Holiness is attractive. So what he does is he suggests that they set up a little hut, and they're called to live the life that he's trying to live. What's he going to be spending? What? A lot of many hours in prayer, penance, and work. So, who is the patron or founder of Eastern monasticism? Guess who? And who is the patron and founder of Western monasticism? Say it. Saint Benedict, right? So Saint Benedict is the patron of Western monasticism. Saint Anthony is the patron of Eastern monasticism. And by the way, Saint Benedict admired and took a lot of the advice of Saint Anthony for his rule. And the most famous rule in the religious life, of course, you know, is Saint Benedict. Almost all rules in religious life are taken from the rule of Saint Benedict. So here you have St. Anthony. And then the Arian heresy breaks out. You know what that is? The denial of the divinity of Christ. And Athanasius, his friend, is fighting against it. And Anthony goes into the city of Alexandria, preaching and telling the people not to give in to this. And any of the Arians that were in his monastery, he kicked out or told them to convert. Great man of God. Now, people went to see him. You know how they were able to pick up who St. Anthony was? Even they didn't know him? Because of the joy that he radiated. He always had a big smile on his face. Holiness doesn't call us to be sad saps, okay? Or vinegar faces, as the Pope says. Cara di vinagre. Rather, holiness should make us joyful. Hello? Holiness should make us joyful. And Anthony was always radiating joy. Some of you are thinking, how could he possibly be joyful? He's only eating a piece of bread when the sun goes down and maybe a little bit of water. How could he possibly? Because, my friends, joy does not come from things. Joy comes from God. Joy comes from God. So the life of St. Anthony is one of the most fascinating lives in the history of the church. And it all started because St. Anthony heard a voice. And the voice was the priest that was reading the Word of God. If you want to be perfect, if you want to be perfect, go sell all you have and give it to the poor. And you will have riches in heaven. So I pray and hope that you have a new friend today. And your new friend is St. Anthony of the Desert. May St. Anthony's prayers and example inspire all of us to become great saints. Amen.